Made in Southern Illinois is this Saturday and Sunday at the Marion Pavilion. That's going to be happening 10 to 4 both Saturday and Sunday. Normally, I would begin with Senator Dale Fowler, but this morning, Jennifer Olson's where I'm starting this morning because she's new to the job and I've known her for a long time. Not as long as Dale, by the way, Jennifer, just so you know. So Dale's going to make me pay for this later. The new CEO and president of the Carbondale Chamber of Commerce. Good to see you again.
Thanks for having us.
What, you and I worked together, what, 35 years ago? 25 years ago?
Yeah, when I was 10 and you were 12.
That was it. She didn't like that at all, did she?
Sure did not. That was a good one, Jennifer. That was a good one.
That's funny. I only acted 12. There's a difference.
Sure. It was something in that building, Tom.
Yeah, but it was interesting with Jennifer. I believe you were around when we did a similar show like this at a radio station that you and I worked for together at the same time. We Have It Made in Southern Illinois.
Yes.
Right? And I think we did 2 or 3 years where we did this annual event, and now it's been reborn under the name Southern Illinois Made. Senator Dale Fowler is joining us this morning, the impetus of this program. Local products, local business, local jobs, local chamber of commerce, made in Southern Illinois.
Right.
And you've had a lot of takers when it comes to this event.
It's been amazing, Tom. This was an initiative back in 2008, 2009 when I went through the Delta Regional Authority, Delta Leadership Institute. And when I made my presentation to graduate the institute, I showcased Southern Illinois Delta-made products. And one of the companies that I showcased in my presentation was actually Dinger Bats, as we all know, in Gallatin County, right there in Ridgeway. What an incredible success story that was. And then when I was fortunate enough to become a member of the General Assembly in January of 17, and floating around the district and talking, you know, covering the 13 counties that I represent, and really spotlighting a lot of the incredible Southern Illinois made products that we have here. And it's absolutely incredible. So,
and most time people, I think, are surprised. Even things like ISIN, because they know it's there, right? And they know they make car parts. But unless you take somebody like Glenn or something and you go out to one of the car lots and he says, we make this and we make that and see the moonroof that we make this, I think it makes it real.
That's right. And what I did was, you know, started talking with my communication staff and my outreach staff, and I said I would love to be able to get all these companies, have an opportunity to put all these companies under one roof and showcase these companies, especially a lot of our Southern Illinois made products, some of the companies that maybe may not have an opportunity to showcase their product under one roof. So, this has been months in the process, and they said, our legal counsel and staff said, well, in order to do this, Senator, you really need to partner with an organization. So what better organization is there to partner with than the Southern Illinois Regional Chambers of Commerce? So when we presented this to the Chambers of Commerce, they just jumped all over this, and it's just been amazing. Our website is simade.org. We started out with 132 booths at the pavilion. It's going to be at the pavilion this weekend, as you've talked about many times. And we started out with 132 booths, and about 2 months ago, they were completely sold out. All booths were gone. So then we start working on overflow space. And, you know, then we start working on those that, we don't want to turn any of these companies away. And naturally, the caveat to this is all, you know, the proceeds are going to benefit our veterans and honor flight organizations. So that's, I hope people really come out and showcase and have an opportunity to see all these incredible products made and manufactured here in Southern Illinois and support our veterans as well.
And now, of course, the Senator touched on this veterans honor flight that we have a suggested contribution honorarium, if you will, a $5 donation to the honor flight of Southern Illinois. They've got, I think, two flights that they're working on, literally in the process. All right. What was the final total? 100 and
Vendors?
Yeah.
It looks like it's probably going to be close to 150 by the time we're done. And also, we're going to showcase tourism destinations. Our tourism bureaus are going to be there showcasing all the beauty we have in Southern Illinois, destinations such as OHV parks and such. We're going to have a virtual and really something that's going to be really exciting. I believe it's going to be a huge
draw. And this is the one that I wanted to ask you about.
The virtual reality?
Right.
Yes.
Now, this is a new high-level technology. And yeah, you can go get VR, but this guy's VR is really, I think, this probably falls under the heading of next generation VR.
It's cutting edge. It actually is. This company's out of Franklin, Tennessee, actually.
And he's considering coming here?
I started meeting with him about 6 months ago, and I'm trying to get him to put a satellite location in Southern Illinois. So his name's Vince, and he's going to come in on Saturday, and he's going to be here both days. On Saturday, he's going to give you those that would like to participate, which hopefully a lot will, a virtual reality tour of the Shawnee Hills Garden of the Gods. And I've seen he's taken me to a beach in Barcelona, Tom. And it's one
figuratively
of those things,
speaking.
You're right. It's one of those things.
Virtually speaking.
It's one of those things you have to see to believe. And then on Sunday, he has some other things that he's going to showcase. Like he can take you inside Apollo 11. He can take you in Apollo 11 and to the moonwalk. And so this is just going to be a huge draw.
That's my pick.
And
right
he, this is a growing company. He was actually just showcased on Fox News just a couple weeks ago, and he has the cutting edge technology in this virtual reality field. So really looking forward to that.
If you want to go learn more about all the people that are going to be there, simade.org. Now, Jennifer, out of the ones, because it's interesting, and I take this almost like a personal challenge. To try to know everybody and everything that we make here, and I am insufficient to the task. I always get lost, whether it's, it's like dinger bats, right? Now, I knew the drone family for a long time, but then you start getting appreciation how they grow, and then you've got the people, then you go, I didn't know that, and I hate saying those words. Did you have to, when you were starting to see some of these, go, oh, I didn't know we did that?
There are several on the list that I will be meeting for the first time this weekend.
Right.
But... you know, I think that's exciting for the walkthrough traffic, your average consumer that's there to buy something. But what the chamber finds so interesting is I think the local businesses want to purchase and feature other local businesses. And so we spend a lot of time connecting. Hey, can I get any of these raw materials local that I need to make my product? Or,
right.
Hey, do you know of any bed and breakfast that might carry my soap or my candles or whatever I'm producing? So I think there's some awesome opportunity for the businesses to network with each other. And I think they're going to find new resources and new buyers for their products in addition to kind of showing them off to the regular general public.
And that creates a synergy.
Yes.
And I have noticed that. But where I seem to notice it the most is Union County. And I'm not sure why. I think they got a plan. They realized nobody was coming over the hill to save them, and they started doing their own. And you notice that we've got the pickled okra from Rendleman's or whatever the case is, right? You see that stuff recycled. So out of the manufacturers, give me the cool ones, Dale.
Oh, we have everything, Tom, from a barbecue sauce, let's say a 17th Street or Johnson's barbecue sauce, to Crown Line boats, Continental Tire. We have a company out of Mount Vernon, Illinois, that I went up actually and visited, and he manufactures barbecue pits and fire pit grills, and he's going to be bringing one of those in and showcasing his company. He was a little leery at first because then we started studying about it because he makes and manufactures all these items right there in Mount Vernon. So he called me and he says, I've got to do this. I did the research on simade.org, and I want to bring my company to this event. So, as you mentioned, Chocolate Factory is going to be there.
Oh, good.
Absolutely. So we had such a wide array of these companies, and we're going to have the wholesalers are going to have an opportunity to come in on Saturday morning before the doors open at 10 and be able to take a look at all of these products that are made and manufactured here in Southern Illinois. So hopefully maybe they may want to put them on their shelves and help market their products. So
yeah, Jennifer?
And wouldn't it be wonderful if some of these folks that say, we have no commerce, we have no business, there's nothing going on, walked in and saw what's happening? And wouldn't it be even more wonderful if some of the people from out of the area that we need to move into our area and start paying taxes here would see all these prosperous businesses on Saturday and Sunday and go, you know what? There are things happening here, and there are people making it here, and I'm going to start a business
in
Southern Illinois.
I mean, that subtext is, right, self-promotion. Because because I was born and raised here, and sometimes we get this idea that we're all rented mules, right? And you work and you go about your job every day, and you realize there's entrepreneurship, you get tunnel vision, I think, to a certain, and so you start thinking, maybe this isn't the land of opportunity. I've never heard anybody saying, I grew up in Southern Illinois and I'm going to move and retire to Chicago. Right, so we've got a location, we got beautiful thing, we got people who can do their thing, entrepreneurs and people who are out there doing it right now, and it's a long list of items, whether it's a soap or whether it's a sunroof or tires that are distributed throughout the country. Is Timberline going to be there?
Timberline's going to be there. See, Ison Manufacturer's going to be
that's
there.
That's a prime example of a product, and you think larvae, worms, crickets.
Yep,
grown in mass, sent to zoos and pet owners all around the world, and Todd is always out there promoting his product. Mm-hmm. He's always out there beating the drum. He's going to all these conferences. You see him on his Facebook page. He only shows his hairline. Have you not seen it? And then there's the big conference behind where he's out doing that thing. I think we lose track of that. We get so tunnel vision that we don't realize there's a lot of things going on here. And the other thing is, you talked to Randy Drone last time I talked to him at Dinger Bats, and he's looking for a lathe operator. You yes. talked to Todd over, and he's just looking for employees,
That's right?
That's right. And you find out these people are going, they're looking for people to work with them right now. Many of these people are. Whether it's Continental Tire, Ison's always looking for good people.
And that's it. You make a great point, Tom. And, you know, when people come, you know, they're going to have an opportunity to talk to the owners of these companies and the staff that are there. And, you know, it could open up a lot of opportunity, employment opportunities for individuals. You know, small business is the backbone of America. And we have such incredible small business here in Southern Illinois. And that's one thing I really enjoy doing as being a state senator, is really showcasing all the resources that we have to offer and build upon that. If it's our businesses, if it's our tourism initiatives we have, and everything we have to offer, our rivers, our lakes, we have so much. And this process is working. So this has been a dream come true. We're excited. I hope people really come out and support these businesses and see these businesses, experience these products. They'll be able to have an opportunity to take some of these products home with them. And also we're going to have...
And I was curious about that, because I've been at some of these things where you were not allowed to buy while you were there. You'd see the products and they go, no, you'll have to join me at my store and wherever, right? Mm-hmm. What's the deal with some of the folks here and their products? I mean, can you buy chocolate from the chocolate factory or whatever the case?
Yes, if the chocolate factory chooses to try to sell, they're going to be giving out a lot of samples.
Right.
So it's kind of up to the vendor. If they choose to, you know, sell the barbecue sauce. If they have the stock,
right.
That's fine. And what's also neat about this, Tom, is the fact that the SIMade.org website is going to stay live, and all the companies that have registered for this expo are going, their website are linked to our website, SIMade.org.
Good.
So then after the fact, when people go home and they say, oh, that 17th Street barbecue sauce or whatever, I would like to do some more research on that. So they'll be able to go to the SIMade.org website and be able to click on their website. So that's something that we're really looking forward to as well.
All right. Louis PNR.
Yes, they're there.
All right. You go in and you're here and you think, well, yeah, I'm going to go and talk to Louie, right? Hey, Louie, I need, you know, right? And don't let me walk out of here without two cannolis, right? But you think about him as the guy down the street from the hospital where you can get lunch. But he's also shipping all over the place. I think we get so familiar with it,
yes,
that we take it for granted. You don't understand, this guy has got a packaged product. And people go, oh, you're going to Heron? We don't have it in my store. Pick some of those up and bring those with me when you come on Thanksgiving or Christmas. We have these kind of products all over the place. Johnson's, 17th Street, you know, that we have products that are literally sent all over the place, literally. And we hope the reach grows. I mean, is there anything in there? I mean, if you got like a top five, top ten of things going, this is cool. We make this, and I didn't know that. You got one, Dale?
Well, there's a lot of things that
on the spot.
Exactly.
Because
and
what
I can't
he's thinking
remember,
is,
I can't
I'm going to forget somebody, and they're going to be mad at me.
Yeah.
I deal with it every day.
Right, exactly.
But, I mean, throw a couple at me.
Well, I'll tell you one story that I'm going to talk about Crown Line Boats for just a second. I toured Crown Line Boats just a couple months ago, and one thing I did not know, you drive by Crown Line, and you see all these boats sitting out, you know, shrink-wrapped, right? And we went in and toured, and they were full of boats. And one thing I didn't know, the first thing I thought when I walked in there was, are they going to be able to sell all these boats? And what I did not know till we talked and went through the tour and talked to the management, every boat they manufactured is pre-sold. The boats are already sold. So that was an incredible story. And Crown Line's going to have a boat there. And also, I want to throw this, but, you know, companies that really surprised me, and I've, just like Jennifer said, there's companies here I have never heard of. And then until I started reading about them, I said, oh, you're kidding me.
Right.
So that's what's neat, as I mentioned earlier, that these companies are going to have an opportunity to showcase their product at this expo when otherwise they may not have that opportunity.
Right.
And also, if I might add, Tom, there's a rumor that a Kyle Schwarber Dinger Bat may be there for somebody might be able to walk out the door
so,
with.
So learn how – ask when you go over to Dinger Bats. I think you can get your picture taken there holding some of
them. Yeah, he's going to have a backdrop, cool, and he's going to have activities for – and there's going to be activities for kids.
Jennifer, I noticed you got a kid activity zone. I am kind of curious about that, Jennifer. What have you got set up there for the kids' activity area?
So it will be largely veteran-themed because that's our benefactor of this event. Right. But it will be a little craft station so that the kids are busy. They have something to do when mom and dad are walking around. And additionally, they'll have a kind of keepsake, if you will, that they'll take home with them.
All right. So here's the thing. I know when you and I were talking earlier in the week, you said, all right, it's easy to remember, 10 to 4, both Saturday and Sunday. And then you've got a wholesaler's option that's going to be coming up. Already hearing from Shane Gooden, by the way, this morning. Shane, thanks for sending us a note this morning saying shop local, great show. So, yeah.
Awesome, awesome.
All right, so at 10:30, you're going to be doing an open ceremony on Saturday. That's granted, the doors open at 10. But you're going to be doing an opening ceremony, and also we'll be hearing from Brian Questel. I've heard a lot about Brian. Haven't got a chance to meet him yet.
Great guy.
With Honor Flight. But Ed Smith, on the other hand, great friends with Ed. I think he just got a national award at the VFW, I believe, at the convention on July 13th, if I remember correctly. And he's the chairman of the Honor Flight. He's going to be making comments in a video presentation. That starts at 10:30 on Saturday.
And there's also going to be entertainment throughout both days. We have a lot of music that's going to be played. Gosh, the list goes on and on. And obviously, there's going to be a tribute to the veterans. And one thing that we're going to do, a lot of these veterans that have been on the Honor Flight excursion are going to be there. So this is what we're, you know, these are our local heroes. And we want the people, and as Jennifer alluded to and you talked about, it's going to be kid-friendly. There's going to be activities for kids. And these kids are going to have an opportunity to draw a picture, whatever, crafts for the veterans to take home and for the veterans to take on the Honor Flight with them to be able to look as to look at as they're traveling. And there's this tribute is going to be quite special for our veterans. So come and see these local heroes. If you're interested about the Honor Flight program, come and ask questions. Obviously, Honor Flight will be set up there as well. Brian is a good friend of mine. He's done an incredible job. You know, they have two flights a year in April and October, and it's important that we keep this sustainable because it's not cheap and it's all done by donations. So hopefully this will be a huge boost for them.
How do you define success for this event?
Well, you know, Tom, as I mentioned earlier, we are overwhelmed, and I've got so many staff and members that have been, and Jennifer and Dallas Benavi that was part of the chamber to help get this going. This success has been the fact that
it hasn't happened yet. At the end, how do you know you've been successful with this event? Is it attendance? Is it having it the second year? Is it the attendees, the vendors going, I sold $2,000 for it? I mean, how do you define success?
The success is these companies will be able to showcase their products to people that have never seen them. As we talked about, these companies in here that a lot of people don't even know about, that hopefully they'll be able to grow their company, grow their business, network, as Jennifer alluded to, with other companies. I'm actually, you know, we have sponsorship levels. We have companies that have sponsored this level with cash donations. The success of being able to possibly fund maybe even a half a flight for right. Honor Flight,
yeah.
That's success.
Right.
My original goal.
See, I thought, in Honor Flight, I just kind of consider that, you know, like a side benefit. I mean, you've always held this in some level of prominency.
Yes.
When you planned on this, you know. When we originally talked about this idea in the planning stage, you know, are we going to charge an admission? And you're like, Honor Flight, you know? I mean, that was first day. So, Jennifer, how do you define success? I mean, because here's the thing, and not to be negative, but I have no choice because that's my nature. You and I, Chamber of Commerce, CEO, President, know that if people keep going to Amazon and we keep undercutting our tax base in Southern Illinois, we're already up against the wall in many occasions. But if we don't understand the immediate effects of shopping locally, spending locally, and our FedEx guys delivering our toilet paper from wherever, whatever country, instead of going to that, go out to Kroger, go to the IGA, go to Smalls Market, I don't care who they are, shop locally. You and I already know the effects it's having on Southern Illinois and its economy.
Yeah, so at the risk of seeming like a Facebook meme that somebody would, or meme, however you pronounce it, that's out there, you know, most of the time you're not funding second homes and yachts and whatever when you're buying locally. I mean, that local business owner is sponsoring the local soccer team and they're donating to Honor Fly, and that's the kind of reinvestment. But also, if you spend money here, those folks can add jobs. Those folks can grow their plant. They can expand into new markets. So I was going to say my win for the businesses that are participating is new markets, new partnerships. But most of all, to your point about, you know, how our region sometimes is its own worst enemy and how they think about themselves. I want people who come to this to leave with some swagger. I want them to walk out of the door saying, Southern Illinois is awesome.
Right.
I had no idea this was here. I want them to walk out with a new sense of pride.
Especially
in what's
kids,
happening.
I think.
Yeah. And, you know, we're looking at 70% of small business is owned by a baby boomer.
You know what's interesting is I know that's true, and let me tell you why. Because my mother worked at Harrisburg Manufacturing. It's also known as a corporation, yes. American Needle. And, you know, what was really great was, and I have one of the hats from the Masters on my back in my office, made in Harrisburg for the Masters. They made the St. Louis Cardinals baseball hats. Those hats aren't made here anymore.
Yeah.
But they were made in Harrisburg, Illinois. One of a kind. You wanted to see the Bulls championship hat? Made in Harrisburg with a 3D hologram on the front, right? I kept it as a collector's item. We had these items. We've let them get away. We had dress factories. We now have a glove factory in Harrisburg, does government contracts and others. That manufacturing money that comes in from outside, right? And then the fact that we have to recognize of what it means when you go to the local store and shop as opposed to, I'm going to buy all my shaving cream from Amazon. It has a cumulative effect that we cannot tolerate because we live on thinner margins. And I think one of these things, and I hope the side effect of this show is to people understand the importance of the local economy and supporting one another.
Right. And that is a huge win, Tom. That is a huge win that people will be able, have an opportunity to see these companies that maybe they're not aware of. Some of these items maybe they would normally buy online and say, I don't have to do that anymore. I can go right here to this company and I can buy it right here in Southern Illinois.
Right.
And Jennifer made an incredible point. The fact that, these are the companies, these are the businesses that are supporting our athletics, that are supporting Honor Flight, that are supporting the incredible charities that we have here in Southern Illinois.
Whose taxes also fill potholes.
And those taxes fill potholes. That's
right.
Exactly right. So, we just plead to everyone to come and witness these businesses, see all these incredible products, show your support to these businesses. They're going to be sampled. You're going to be able to see their product. We have a playhouse that we're going to be
someone
might be
that.
Able to walk away with too. Lakeland Community College, it's at Shawnee Correctional
right,
Center Carpenter Class.
Right.
It's incredible. And we have just a lot of items that people might be able to walk away with. First 200 people receive a goodie bag. It's going to be filled with incredible products.
Right. And Southern Illinois made products.
Southern Illinois made products. And they'll be able to take this goodie bag and shop with that throughout the day, and it's going to be fun.